This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Welcome once again to today's broadcast of the Invisible War radio program with our host and teacher, Dr. Rob Randall. I'm so glad you've chosen to join us today, and I know it's going to be a blessing to you. We're in the final part of the chapter we've been in from Rob's newest book called Lies That Kill. If you've missed any programs along the way, you can go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button, and there you can navigate through all of the programs to hear any of them again, any time of the day, and any time you wish. Rob, so good to have you back in the studio with us.
Tim, it's so good to see you today, and I just want to thank you for all you do in Jesus' name to allow us to be a part of this wonderful ministry on radio, to be able to share the truth that has the power to set folks free in Jesus. And we just thank you for all you do to make this possible. God bless you, my wonderful friend.
Thanks, Rob. It is a joy to be doing this program with you. And what an important study this has been as you've been taking us through Chapter 5 of your new book. Let me remind all of our listeners to get your copy of Rob's new book called Lies That Kill by going to our website. Just follow the prompts to get this book, and one will be mailed out to you right away. We also appreciate each of you and your partnership with us in the Invisible War and would love to know how this ministry is reaching out to you. So won't you take a minute and reach back to us? Call us at 1-877-808-8886. I know how much it would mean to Rob to hear from you. But first, Rob, there's a lot we need to get through today as we close out this chapter. So let me turn it over to you right now.
I bless you today in Jesus' mighty, mighty, wonderful name. The name above all names is His name. And we come together on the Invisible War to share in the things of heaven, to share in the eternal truths that have the power to set us free, that we might walk without encumbrance, without hindrance, without hesitation, in the freedom of Christ Jesus that He bought for us when He died at Calvary. We're so glad you have joined us today, and we ask that you would get your Bibles, take good notes, take a pad and a pen. This is a Bible study. You know, your opinion and my opinion are opinions, and we hold those very important. But the truth of God is only that which has the power to set us free. So we look to the Word of God. Now, the Word of God is by itself a book of history. It is that, but it is so much more than that. It is a supernatural book about the supernatural. So we need Holy Spirit to teach us and to guide us into this wonderful truth about supernatural things. What we talk about here on the Invisible War is not about the natural. It's about the supernatural. Now, don't let that scare you. That's not weird or funny. It's the way God wants us to live. It's the very reason for why Christ died, to make a way for us to enter into a supernatural kind of life. I want to ask you today, how are you doing? How are you doing in your walk with Christ? It matters. It matters to me. How are you doing? I ask myself, how am I doing? Am I seeing the manifest presence and power of Almighty God? Through the life of Christ that's been invested in me, the one who dwells within me for His glory. How are we doing today? How are you doing with your relationships? Is forgiveness easy for you? Is forgiveness easy for me? How are you doing? How am I doing with forgiving those who have hurt us? All have been hurt. Man is born of trouble. There are only two kinds of folks, those who have been wounded and those who have been healed. If you have been healed, it is the Lord Jesus who has healed you. Otherwise, you are still wounded. How are you doing with your wounds? Has the Lord come? Have you allowed the Lord Jesus to pour his blood over your wounds and set you free from the lies and schemes of the enemy sitting on top of those trauma memories and those trauma wounds? We look today, as we continue this study on lies that kill, we come to this last section as we wrap up this chapter on the lie that God only expects me to do my best. Surely I'll just do the best I can. No, no, no. Listen to me today. Not only does God not expect you to do your best, but the best that we can do is far less than what He wants to do in and through our lives. How does that happen? It happens through our yielding to the work of Christ in our lives, through the work of Holy Spirit. Now, don't get spooked when I say Holy Spirit, or some folks say Holy Ghost, and immediately kids run to the corners of the room when they hear the word ghost. It is simply Jesus. It is the life of Christ that has been offered to us through Calvary. The very life of Christ comes to us through the empowering of the Holy Spirit, the very life of Christ in you and in me. If you are saved, you have Him. If you have been born again, you have the presence of Christ. You have Holy Spirit that dwells within you. And as we looked last week on the invisible war, you may be baptized by the Spirit and not be filled with the Spirit. The Bible says that we are baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ. That's every believer. If you have been saved, you have the baptism of the Spirit. But you may not be filled with the Spirit. No, the filling is an act of obedience, an act of submission. It is when we come to the end of ourselves. The Bible calls it to die to self, crucifying the flesh with its passions and desires. You know, I got a call the other day. It startled me. Pastor friend called me from Oklahoma. He said, "Robbie," that's my kid name. I knew when they started calling me Robbie, they knew me long time ago. He said, "Are you still alive?" I went, "Yeah." "Well, that's good. The word came out on Facebook that you were dead." I went, "Really?" He said, "Yeah. I'm getting calls, people," and all of a sudden my phone started ringing. My email started coming in from guys that I haven't talked to in years. It all started, I'm not sure how it started, but the rumor started from guys that I went to junior high school with. Now, I'm not sure who wanted me dead or who thought it'd be better or who, I don't know how it got started, but the word came out in Facebook in that group that Rob Randall was deceased. So I started getting calls. One fella called me. I used to sing with him in a traveling group and called Song of Deliverance many years ago. He said, "Rob," he said, are you still with us?" I said, "I am." He said, "Well, our friend Scotty called me today and he was crying." I said, "Really? Was he crying with joy or sadness, you know, that I'm here or not here?" He said, "That's not funny." I said, "Yeah, it is." I said, "I'm here." And so I called my friend back that supposedly was upset, and we had a wonderful reunion, wonderful time around our memories and around our friendship, renewing our friendship around the things of God. Now, that was strange. That sent me into a couple of days of weird, weird memories that I thought were all gone, and the Lord did a wonderful work. And I share it with you today simply to say I am alive. And I thank God for the opportunity that you and I have together to study the Word of God this day. But I want you to know something. There's a truth here. Silly story, but it happened. But there's a truth. And that is, if we are to walk in the life of Christ, we must die. We must die to ourselves, to our pleasures, to ourselves. How is it possible to die in the flesh? Hear me. Jesus died in the flesh. That's right. Jesus did it. And when he died for us, that gives us that opportunity, that place now, to die in him. We died in him. The sacrifice of Christ for our sins, for our life, the old life, is a transfer of his life for ours. But the only way to receive it is to humble yourself, to quit living the self-reliant kind of life, to quit living in the flesh, to only live for our self-preservation or our comfort or our purposes, for our glory, but to submit to the life of Christ. Now, I submit to you, as we have studied, this is a mystery. It's supernatural. It's not natural. In the natural life, we try to preserve ourselves. We try to protect ourselves. No, this life is supernatural. It is a life of Christ, imparted in us that he might live his life through us and manifest all of his power, not some of it, not 10% of it, not 5% of it, not just doctrine, but the very presence and power of Almighty God. Yes, Jesus told us that we would do greater works than he did. Now, that's not possible in the flesh. It's only possible through the life of Christ. How does that happen? How is that possible that you and I can live in the power of Christ today and manifested in our lives his power, the power to heal, the power to save, the power to see that which is dead come alive? How is that possible? It's supernatural. It is the life of Christ. Please hear me today. Through the writings of Watchman Nee, we have great insight to the supernatural union with Christ to which we have been joined as believers. Now, the vital question arises, and I quote, how do I die? How is it possible? How do I die? This preciousness of our Lord's work comes in right here. Romans chapter 7, verse 4. Look at it with me. Romans chapter 7, verse 4. You also were made dead to the law through the body of Christ. When Christ died, his body was broken. And since God placed me in him, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, I have been broken too. When he was crucified, I was crucified with him. In the sight of God, his death included mine. On the hill of Calvary, it was forever done. You may ask, how is this possible? We can reckon and consider ourselves dead to sin because it has already happened on the cross of Christ. It's a done deal. The work of Christ for our sin is finished. It's finished. In Christ, we are dead to the flesh, but we have been made alive in the Spirit because of his resurrection. Sins are forgiven at the cross. Wounds are healed at the cross. Devils are banished at the cross. Sickness and disease are healed at the cross. Isaiah 53, verse 4 through 5. Would you hear the word of God with your heart? Would you hear it? Would you receive it? Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. The blood of Jesus was shed at the cross at Calvary. Without the cross, there is no power for the believer. Praise God, all you have ever needed has been supplied through the work of Christ on the cross. Whatever we need today, take it to the cross. It is at the cross of Christ you will find everything you need. God has already handled your need for you. He has provided it for you through the death of his Son on the cross. Oh, please hear me. It is an awesome thing to be used of God to accomplish what is in his heart, to share in this divine dance, to be used of God to bring his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, to share in his miraculous signs and wonders of the Holy Spirit. We must submit our lives to be lived in one place. That place is on an old rugged hill called Calvary. According to the great Scottish evangelist James Stewart, there are four truths concerning how God uses the believer that we must come to understand and receive. Number one, whatever God claims, we must yield. Number two, whatever I yield, God accepts. Number three, whatever God accepts, he fills. And number four, whatever God fills, he uses. Please hear me today. You and I must be filled. There's a necessity of the filling of the Spirit. We must truly acknowledge and allow this truth to sink in. That is, only through the filling of the Holy Spirit is the work of God accomplished. We can't heal anyone in our own strength. Jesus wants to heal through us. We can't save anyone, no matter how much we long for them to be saved. Jesus wants to save them through his working in and through us. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. We can't deliver anyone from the tormenting powers of darkness in our own power and strength. Jesus wants to deliver those in bondage through our lives totally submitted to Christ. Through the yielded life of the believer, empowered by the Holy Spirit, we are only able to bring his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Please hear me when I say, try as we can, the most dedicated Christian cannot manifest God's holy presence in this old sick world that is so desperately in need of him. Christ can only manifest himself through our lives as we humbly yield our control over to the life and control of the Lord Jesus. Please hear me. Don't settle for this old but oh so effective lie of the enemy. I'm doing the best I can. Surely God only expects me to do the best I can. Determine in your heart to trust the work of Christ that Jesus gave to you through his shedding of his blood on Calvary. May I be practical? May I apply this to your heart? You see, at the cross, it's where we die. It's where we reckon the flesh dead because our flesh did die at the cross. That's where it died. Jesus died for our flesh. We are dead in him. That is a supernatural fact. So we must reckon it. Now I want to ask you, how much can a dead man be addicted? How much can a dead man hurt? The answer is obvious. He can't. He's dead. If you're struggling with addictions today, your answer is at the cross. Your answer is come to understand and receive the work of Jesus for that which you are trying to medicate. It died with Christ when he died for you at Calvary. Come to reckon it dead and live in the power and life of Christ. Please hear me today. Through humility and brokenness, reckon yourself dead to the flesh. Ask Holy Spirit to come and take control of your life. Isn't it time to get off the road of destruction? Isn't it time for heaven's purposes to be manifested in and through your life? Aren't you tired of a dead religion without the power of God? Aren't you sick of it? Would you pray with me the prayer of the great evangelist D.L. Moody? Would you join me as I pray this timeless prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we come to wait on you for the gift of your Holy Spirit for service. Oh God, give us the Spirit. Empty us of self and self-seeking. Oh God, bring us down to the dust before you so that we may be filled with Holy Spirit, so that we may have power with God and with man. Oh God of Elijah, we pray a double portion of your Spirit may come upon us today that we may be anointed for the work that you have for us to do. We know we have but a little while to stay here. O God, help us to bear fruit while we live. May we no longer be toiling day after day and month after month and seeing no fruit. O Jesus, Master, you have gone up on high. You who have led captivity captive. You who are at the right hand of God, and you have all power. Oh, give us that power. You can give us a fresh anointing. We pray that you will do it right now, today. We pray that you will breathe upon us as a breath from heaven. Grant that we may know what it is to have Holy Spirit resting upon us for service. And we ask it all in the name and for the sake of your beloved Son and our Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our time today. But Dr. Randall, thank you so much for caring enough about us to bring this critical information to us as we've closed out this chapter in our study. Next week, we're launching out into the sixth lie from the enemy, so you don't want to miss this as we begin our brand new section. Please let me encourage you, we do depend on your financial support to be able to broadcast this program here on this station. So if you've been blessed by this ministry in any way, would you give us a call with your financial gift right now? Please call us with your generous gift at 1-877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. You can also go to our website to make your contribution today, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Please, we really do need to hear from you today. Call toll-free 1-877-808-8886 or go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org. Rob, I know you have a few comments you'd like to share with us as we close out the program today.
This is Rob Randall. May I talk to you just a moment about what it means to be free in Christ? The Word of God tells us in Galatians 5:1, "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." It is clear from this particular passage in Galatians that it is possible for a Christian to fall back into a yoke of slavery. God is more than able to bring you into His wonderful freedom. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to set the captives free. He came to set you free from all that would destroy you and your family. If you need a prayer meeting for spiritual healing and deliverance, please call today for one. Your call and emails are kept in strict confidentiality. Please remember, therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives His gifts, His grace to the humble. Would you humble yourself right now and call for a prayer meeting? Call us toll free, 1-877-808-8886. Or you can email me with your prayer requests through theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Please don't continue in spiritual bondage when your freedom in Christ is just a call away. Contact us and do it today. Now I want to thank you so much for taking this journey into this chapter with us as we've studied this incredible, crafted, and deceptive lie of the evil one. I'm doing the best I can. Surely God only expects me to do the best I can. What a blessing it has been for us to bring this study to you, and we look forward to next week as we begin our new study in Lies That Kill. All I need really is to get back in church. That'll take care of everything. How often have you heard that lie? I certainly have heard it. Oh, listen, don't you miss. In this chapter, we will expose, according to the Word of God, all the religious counterfeits so deceptively crafted by the evil one, so easy believed by so many. That's next week, right here on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcasts, information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.
This is Rob Randall, your host and teacher of The Invisible War radio program. I wanted to invite you to our new Invisible War Bible study. We will be meeting this Sunday, April the 2nd, and Sunday, April the 23rd at 5 p.m. at the El Dorado Country Club in McKinney, Texas. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, for the Bible study details and the directions to the El Dorado Country Club. Once again, for this month of April, we are meeting Sunday, April the 2nd, and Sunday, April 23rd. I look forward to meeting you and praying with you at the Invisible War Bible Study in McKinney.